Good morning, all. This is a conference call of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. It's 21st of December, 2018. I'd like to start off by doing a roll call, if I may. I heard Chair Smith, you're on here.
Present.
Bob Kehoe.
I'm here. Thank you.
Good morning, Bob. Commissioner Graybill's on board. Commissioner Holzmiller's on board. Commissioner Thorburn's on board. Did I hear Commissioner Baker?
You did.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Commissioner McIsaac? Commissioner McIsaac?
Let's see. Vice Chair, this is Barbara.
Yes, Barbara.
I just got a text from Don saying the pin didn't work, so I'm going to be working a little bit in the background to get him on the call, but he's trying.
Okay, very good. And I'm present, so we do have a quorum. Is the director on board today?
Yes, I'm here, and I'll go ahead and have our staff introduce themselves. We have a whole crew here.
Very good. Thank you, Kelly.
Ron Warren, Fish Program.
Morning. Craig Burley here.
Good morning. Cynthia Wilkerson.
Eric Gardner, Wildlife Program.
Brian Calkins, Wildlife Program Manager in Region 6.
Annette Hoffman, Region 6 Fish Program Manager.
Good morning, all, and Merry Christmas to staff as well. Commissioners, if we could, if we're not talking, we can mute our phones. We'll have a little better conversation going forward. The item number one today is, or I guess in this case, A, it's a petition of rule change for Kearney Lake. This is a decision. Who on staff is leading this briefing?
So that would be me, Annette Hoffman.
Okay, thank you.
So the department received a petition to amend or repeal the rule adopted for Kearney Lake that went into effect this year. We received 26 petitions. In particular, to reinstate the summer closure on the lake, and to and the petitions were to reinstate the internal combustion prohibition. So this rule that was put in place was part of our effort to simplify the sport rules, and through this process, we were reminded about the restriction on the deed regarding the use of a motor power-driven boat. So the summary sheet has a lot of details that I wouldn't, unless you know you want to go into more detail. The staff recommendation is to deny the petition, but to look at the existing deed restriction and use existing WACs and rules to post signage to restrict the use of power-driven craft on Kearney Lake, and to use our access site program to monitor that access site for misuse, to address the concerns of the misuse of the access site.
Any, are you wrapped up with that, Annette?
Yeah, I mean, I was
sure.
Thinking of short.
No, oh, that's fine. Does the commission have any questions or comments on this issue?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac. And then Commissioner Thorburn, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Just a couple of questions and then maybe a thought. Before a motion is made. On the matter of the power-driven language in the deed, the question is going to be whether or not this includes internal combustion engines and electric trolling motors or not, and whether or not the people on the lake use it And I'm going to presume that the purchase of the entire lake came with the department, and that is for the public good, and that the access includes not just the department people, but the people around the lake as well. But often in these kind of lakes that I've fished in recent years, where there is not internal combustion engines, these electric trolling motors are pretty popular. And if they happen to be popular here in this lake, and we started to consider a ban on all power-driven boats, and then all the folks who were thinking it was just internal combustion engines are upset about things, then, you know, we might get some sort of a negative backlash on that. And most of, as I say, most of the lakes of these kind of small trout lakes that I fished in, that there is a ban, it's only for internal combustion engines. So the question is this: do you know whether or not in this lake people use electric motors?
We have not collected that information specifically.
If I could, this is Brian Calkins. In my discussions with a couple of the landowners, their concern seems to be internal combustion motors. One of the residents advised me that he was not concerned about electric motors. And so I think that's what we're looking at, prohibition is internal combustion.
Okay, well, thanks for that. And again, I'm putting this out there for the commissioners to consider, just in the context of trying to create some goodwill in the area, goodwill with the people who are around the borders of the lake, and goodwill from the people who don't live around the lake but do go fishing in the lake. And if we did something that the public didn't expect, and that is ban electric motors when a lot of people use them, and and they're upset about it. You know, the goal here, I think, would be that we would like the people to say the department's doing a good job on this. And if the department has to live up to their deed, they're trying to do something that's fair and good. And anyway, that we get some positive PR over the whole thing. So I think that there might be a manner in which if the general staff recommendation to deny the petition stood, but we asked the director to look into this, or have the staff look into whether or not people really do use a lot of electric motors and would be angry and would be upset if there was a ban that included those as well. Then maybe we ought to survey the people, find out if they do use them. And if they do, then we'll just have the signage go to the internal combustion engines, which I think is a common way of doing things. So I just thought I'd put those thoughts out before there's a motion.
Mr. Thorburn, did you have a comment or question?
I have a question. It relates to the current level of monitoring and enforcement that the lake requires, and whether that will need to be stepped up. The first part is, does the region have somebody who's dedicated to care and maintenance of the access sites? And if so, what's been the status in the past with care and maintenance for this site?
So I can address that. In Region 6, we have a team of three individuals who maintain and service our access sites in the region, 130 in total. They visit those sites as often as they can, and I think that we can say on a regular basis when the sites are open. One of the things that they do is they monitor the level of use, the level of need for maintenance, such as litter pickup, restroom cleaning, and so forth, and they adjust the timing of their visits based on what they're seeing at an individual site.
Great. Okay, thank you. And then the second is, have there been frequent calls to our enforcement staff regarding some of the alleged issues for this lake?
Well, the lake has had the closure in place. The department, I think it was in 86, began the practice of closing the lake. So I'm not aware of there being a lot of issues. This is since July is the first time that the lake has been open in that summertime period, and we did send a letter to one of the landowners and asking if they if they saw misuse, if they would contact us. They haven't done that, but we did reach out to the adjacent landowner and the landowner that we sent a letter to just to check. And Brian can speak to what he heard and what our staff have observed.
Yeah, one of the individuals in particular that I talked about, owns, or has a relative that owns property right next to the access site. He told me that they experienced a burglary this summer, and people swimming off of our access site over onto their property, things like that. We do hear these kinds of concerns on all kinds of our access sites. We do our best to post signs and manage that. And when we feel like we, have a pretty serious problem, we'll ask our enforcement officers to put some extra effort into a particular site. On this particular, as this issue was coming up, I had a conversation with our access program supervisor in the region, and I asked him to compare the level of need for maintenance on this site compared to other similar lakes in the region, and he considered it to be on the low end of the spectrum in terms of need. There's also another lake just a little bit to the north, 2 or 3 miles away, where we have another access site that has been open during the summer, and his assessment of that site was the same, that it did not, we didn't have the number of problems there compared to many of the other lakes in the region.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Annette. That deals with my concerns.
Are there any other questions or comments, or does someone have a motion?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Well, I'll try a motion here, and I'll speak to it if there's a second. So I would move to deny the petitions, but to address the concerns of the petitioners in the following two ways. Number one, on the summer use closure denial. Monitor, as staff has indicated, and task the director with responding appropriately if problems develop. Number two, on the question of power-driven boats, to task the director with assigning staff to talk to the landowners and the fishery participants who are not landowners about electric motors, and if they are popular, just post signs up for the internal combustion engine ban. And if they are not popular, then to post signs about power-driven.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Thorburn, second the motion. Any further discussion?
Yeah, this is Kehoe. I disconnected myself, but I'm reconnected.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Hey, I was going to ask a question, and I think, Don brings up a very good point. What does the actual deed restriction say? Is it limited to internal combustion motors, or does it state all power driven? I mean, I think that's an important question to ask. We can't allow, seems to me, power driven, even electric motors, if the deed restriction states power driven.
Commissioner Key, Kehoe. This is Craig Burley. The title language that relates to the deed says the use of power-driven boats. So we would work with Pagey's office to make a determination in 1954 what that pertained to and whether or not that would or would not include electric motors.
Okay, so it is abroad. It is power driven.
Mm.
That's interesting.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Mr. McIsaac.
Yes, just speaking quickly to the motion on the matter of the summer closure denial. It's been closed since 1986, and out of our simplification process, we wanted to respect the goals of that and had it open in 2018, which was kind of maybe a test of whether or not things are the same as they were in 1986. I think a lot of time has passed, and it's a different group of people now than it was in 1986. A lot of this stuff gets into a pattern of use, and if you start the negative use, then it can continue. But I think that 2018 was a little bit of a test, and not to minimize the concerns of the one landowner that's immediately adjacent, I think it's the right decision to try to open this up throughout the summer. I think we owe it to the public if we purchase this lake for the purposes of everybody using it, in addition to the landowners adjacent, that we owe it to try to test this out a little bit more. And if the reports from the people working this thing in the last year were that it was not a problem area, I think we should wait for a problem to develop. And on the matter of the power-driven boats, you know, on these small lakes, I think when people see blue smoke hanging over a small lake and there's not a lot of wind, that is a real problem. And I know that there's mostly four-stroke engines now. But, you know, given the recent developments at Minner Creek and other places like that, I think we would like to have some good public relations that come out of this. And if the landowners are happy that there is not a internal combustion engines allowed, that would be a good thing for them. And if the people that have been using electronic motors or electric motors aren't mad because now all of a sudden those are banned. And when I looked at the department's website on this lake, it did say the two most popular methods of fishing are still fishing from a boat and trolling. So somebody's doing something out there in terms of trolling. Anyway, we would not want, in the spirit of trying to do something positive and responsible and fair, to have a negative backlash over it. So, you know, in power-driven boats, if that is a very general term, and you wonder what the gentleman who sold the land to us and sold the same deed language to all the other people around the lake had in mind, you know, if you don't have electric motors, you have to go out there and row. And I'm not going to ask our attorneys on the phone, commissioner attorneys anyway, whether power-driven includes pulling oars or not. So I would hope that we just have a broader interpretation of that and try to get some good public PR out of this as the target. So that's the justification for the motion.
Any other comments? And do we have Mr. Freimeyer on the phone by chance, Tammy?
No, he's not on
the phone. No, I guess my question is, do we pass the motion that has a second and pending a review with the AG? Or what's the next appropriate step, Ron and others?
Commissioner Carpenter, this is Craig Burley.
Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. I believe that the commission could adopt the motion as presented. I believe that gives the director flexibility to explore this issue around power-driven boats and come up with a solution that we can implement with the current rules that we have in place, if the commission chooses.
Very good. That's a good explanation. Okay. Any other questions from the commission? Okay, we'll call for the question. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed,
aye.
Same. Motion carries. Thank you.